The Kurds have retaken Iraq's northern town of Gweir after an all-out offensive and 2 days of U.S. airstrikes on ISIL positions. The Kurdish Peshmerga say they have reclaimed Gweir as the clashes were still taking place. Press TV camera went in to have a closer look at the situation on the ground there. Right now we have reached the last checkpoint in the region of Gweir, which is 30 kilometers away from the Kurdish capital city of Erbil. Now, we were told by Peshmerga forces that this here is the last checkpoint they have established. We know that several kilometers to our back is actually where the ISIL terrorist groups are actually hiding. And we know that that is the post where the U.S. airstrikes have taken place. Press TV spoke to Kurdish MP Jamal Murtaka, who confirmed that the Kurdish troops have gained the upper hand.
Our troops have liberated Gweir from ISIL, and we will continue in our offensive against the terrorists until all Kurdish areas are liberated. Though we were not trained to fight guerrilla wars, we are learning a lot from this experience.
The field commanders here told us that ISIL militants are suffering great losses on the other side.
Our intelligence says that terrorists have had major casualties and are suffering from fuel and ammunition shortages. Their morale has also dropped and they are retreating from their posts. Much of their army vehicles have been destroyed in the airstrikes and through our shelling.
Meanwhile, soldiers at the front line tell Press TV they're not planning to leave their posts anytime soon. After taking over Gweir last week, the ISIL was posing a threat to the Kurdish capital, Erbil. In the past 2 days, several waves of U.S. airstrikes targeted ISIL militants in northern Iraq in support of the Kurds. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has ordered the Iraqi Air Force to back the Kurds as well. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Gweir.